Hello again, everyone, and today I am doing my podcast on Harry and Meghan. Now, I was going to do a podcast or two before this one, but this podcast seemed to be one that people were asking for and wondering whether it was being posted soon. So I thought I'd jump this podcast to the front of the queue. Now, I can only imagine that it's all the media coverage over Harry and Meghan leaving the royal family. And I don't listen to the media. I don't watch any media TV or read any media magazines. And because of that, I have seen the documentary on Harry and Meghan. That's the only thing I've seen, because it was more of their take on the situation, and I wanted to see them both in their space expressing their opinion. But what I haven't been listening to is all the media rubbish. Now, if you just watch the documentary and listen to the truth from Harry and Meghan's mouth, or listen to the information from their mouth, you know that it's not lies because they are saying it. However, the media, not so much. I know people in my life that have formed these hateful opinions against a woman they've never met. And the only way they could have formed these hateful opinions of Harry, or to be honest, Meghan gets the biggest backlash, poor girl, because of the media. We know, people, the media lie. And first of all, we know that the media don't like Meghan because, well, Harry are Meghan, but Meghan they seem to hit especially because she speaks out against them. So it's obvious if the media hate Meghan, they're going to really paint her in a bad light. And they've done that since day one. Okay, so, you know, what gets me is people believe this. I mean, a member of my family hates Meghan Markle, not because she's ever met her, because she's listened to media rubbish. And what I wanted to do with this video is just show you, these are Harry and Meghan's numbers. These are what they are like in their everyday life. This is their purpose. This is why they're like they are, without the media agenda-driven rubbish over the top of it. So let's look at Harry and Meghan's numbers. Now, I'm going to start with Harry because look at his life path. He has a fairly rare life path 371. Most ones are 101s, 191s, you know, 281s. I see less 371s. Now, the one is all about their purpose is to channel new ideas and initiate their own ideas, essentially go their own way. Ones aren't the type of people that are here to be stuck in a traditional network, a traditional family that throws rules at them that has no give either way. It's stifling for a life path one. And Harry has come here to be a change agent in his own life, to break free of societal or his family constraints and go his own way. And he's a 371, so he's not here as a seven to go with popular culture or care so much about what people in the world think. He's more about going his own way, developing himself, learning about who he is, especially who he is outside the royal family. So Harry was always going to be the member of the royal family that looked outside, that initiated new ideas, that wanted to bring change. And if he couldn't bring change within the system, he will go his own way. That's what a one does. Now, Charles and William, they're 11s, so they're here to bring massive change. Ones and 11s, they're all change agents. There's going to be massive changes in the royal family if they walk their life path the way they should in these lifetimes. But William and King Charles III, they're 11s, so they're here with a responsibility to bring change on a wider level. So they've come to this earth with a big responsibility as a king and a potential king in order to bring worldwide change and healing with their influence. The one, Harry, the 371, it's all about change as well, but it's more about Harry's change. It's more about Harry breaking free and Harry going his own individual, unique way. That was always going to happen. That's his life path. Meghan had nothing to do with that other than the fact that she was unhappy. In fact, she was his happy catalyst to make him walk his life path. She's been a good thing for him, because if he'd have gone with somebody else, he might still be inside the shackles of the royal family and not walking his life path 371, which is all about him going his own way, initiating his own ideas, manifesting his own ideas, being a leader in his own right, being an achiever in his own right, and going his own way, developing himself, understanding who he really is. He was always going to be the member of the family that was going to step back, because it's his life purpose to go that different way. So if the media, I hear, have been blaming Meghan, I don't know. It's just the opinions of the people around me seem to reflect that they either think it was Meghan's fault or the media have been telling them it was Meghan's fault. Look, Meghan was unhappy, and I'm going to talk to you more about that in a little while when I finish doing Harry's chart. But Harry was always going to find a catalyst, a person, an idea, a situation in order to go his own way. If it hadn't have been Meghan, it'd have been someone or some other situation that would have caused it. It's his life path to go the alternate route. And it was not Meghan's decision. Harry made the decision and Harry made the move, no matter what the media might try and feed you. Now, Harry is not only a 371, somebody who breaks free from the norm, breaks free from conformity and goes his own way, writes the path of his own life. He's also a birthday number 156, and that's going to give him a focus on his immediate family. Now, he would have seen his immediate family suffering while in the clutches of the royal family. And it's his birthday number 156 that attaches to his 371 that gives him that extra family focus. The well-being of his family are of paramount importance to him. So not only is he a 371 that wanted to break from the norm anyway as part of his life purpose, his life path, but he was also a nurturing family man who didn't like the pain and suffering that his family, Meghan, was going through because of the situation she was in. It's not a situation I would want to be in, and it is certainly a situation that would cause me distress. So I don't blame Meghan for being distressed from going from a free woman into this highly regulated, not allowed to send a text, not allowed to do this, that and the other. That must have been very hard for her to deal with, and it would have broken her heart, especially when you look at her life path number. Anyway, I'm digressing. So it was going to be William that's going to prioritise his family and go his own way. That's William's life path. That's his purpose. It's no one's fault. It's the way of his purpose in this lifetime. And it certainly is not Meghan's fault. If it hadn't have been Meghan, it would have been someone else or another catalyst situation. He would have still acted in this way. He would have still left the royal family and gone his own way. Harry is a expression number 9, which is a very well-developed sort of expression number. It means he can turn his hand to anything. It means he's a talented speaker. He's a talented influencer, counsellor, advisor, a well-being person. He's very much about bringing well-being and very humanitarian. The expression number 9 is very humanitarian. They want to bring good things for mankind. They're very intuitive and they like to use their intuition to help them, to bring wisdom and ideas to help all of mankind. 9 is a very humanitarian, very leadership kind of number. 9s lead by example. 9s lead by leading their daily life for other people to emulate. Nines counsel and advise and help people. They're very ethical, full of responsibility, and they genuinely want the well-being of people around them. So Harry is he's like the feminine leader, very intuitive, very not the harsh business leader, more the intuitive, leading by example, the parental leader, which is something that he could use to his advantage. Nines are also very creative. 3, 6 and 9 talents are extremely creative people, and he has the potential of creativity, the ability to speak to audiences, the ability to be full of wisdom and advise people, to be ethical, to be responsible, and basically be a good all-rounder. He's got the same expression number as his, I think if I remember rightly, definitely our Queen Elizabeth and King Charles are nines as well. So very, very regal, very clued up, very wisdom filled. And Harry has that. But Harry is actually quite a rare form of nine. He's a 5-4-9. So the 5-4-9 is like two numbers attached to each other that are opposites, like my life path 3-4. So the 5 is about going out there and being adventurous and then finding your passion and focusing on it with discipline. And the 4 is about setting personal goals and following your personal goals with discipline and focus so that you can be the best 9 you can be. So Harry is a humanitarian well-being person in the 9, an influencer, a leader, a teacher. People will follow him for his wisdom and his ethics. But he's also extremely focused, and he's also extremely disciplined in whatever mastery he may decide to bring into his life. He also has that adventurous edge to him, so he's able to balance variety and adventure and getting out there with the focus and discipline needed to be the best 9 he can be. And it is one of the rarer expression numbers that I see. So he's a rarity in this world, a well-being practitioner with extra focus and discipline and mastery, with also that sense of adventure and rebellion about him as an expression 5-4-9. His soul urge is 1-6-7, and that really is about finding his own life purpose, going his own way, understanding who he really is, not the person that society told him he is. 1-6-7s are always looking for their purpose. They're always looking to find out more about themselves, develop themselves spiritually, and focus on their own development. The 6 is all about using that 7 wisdom to support their family and the community around them. So Harry's soul urge is to develop himself spiritually and intuitively and really understand who he is and what his personal life path is, and use that wisdom and that path to nurture his family and his community in his own unique way. That is the 1-6-7 soul urge. They're here to almost be the spiritual nurturer of their community, the shaman of their community or family. So he's very much focused on his own development and the development of his family. Again, another reason why he took that decision to walk away from a system that was not only holding back his oneness, but also bringing distress to his family. He's also a maturity number 101. So throughout his life, his oneness that he's here to be, the 371, the 1 gets more and more intense throughout his life. And it's round about this age that he is going to intensify the 1 energy, because he's a maturity number 101. And again, that's channeling your own unique ideas, going your own way, manifesting, initiating, and not needing validation from others and just going for it, whether people validate you or not. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Harry because he went ahead. He wouldn't have got validation from anyone, you know, especially in the royal family when he decided to leave, but he still held firm and strong and went his own way. And I applaud him for that. And I applaud him for getting his family out of that situation. But he has a personality number, 3811. So people will listen to Harry. They see him as an illuminator. He's very much a bringer of a new message. And this new message could have profound healing on the world. And it's this profound message that he can really use to propel himself, because people see him as an advanced soul. People look at Harry and see a person that is quite together and like an old soul. And, you know, his personality exudes the 3811, the abundant and joyful, innovative, go your own way, be unique and proud of it kind of manner. So the ones and the 11s, they're all over Harry's chart. And then you've got the 7 who goes its own way. You know, his chart is absolutely full of the 1 with a personality 11, which is really going to push him and make him innovate, make him go his own way, go into first gear and go down the road he wants to go. So he was always going to have that need to break out from the norm, but with a focus on the support of his family. He's an old soul, even though he hasn't got a master life path. He's still an old soul because he's a 3811 personality, and his karmic intensifiers are huge. You can see from his karmic intensifiers that he's had many previous lives. He has extra talents from previous lives in the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, and the very powerful 8 and the 9. His karmic weakness is actually the 6, and that is something that he's likely to be working on in this lifetime. So in the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, and the 8 and the 9, he already has the ability to be a rebellious 1 and a leader. And a family man in the 2, you know, drawing people close and developing his relationships, speaking with passion and creativity and expression in the 3, finding his own security in the 4, and building his own abundance in the 8, and so that he can share it like a humanitarian, and then sharing his wisdom in the 9. His karmic intensifier, which he's very much working, karmic weakness, sorry, that he's very much working on in this lifetime, because it's his birthday number 156, is the energy of the 6. So he's going to really, really focus on putting his immediate family before anything else, okay, because he's working on the 6 in this lifetime. Now, let's have a look at Megan. Now, Megan is an old soul as well. Now, she had a previous lifetime where she may have been a leader or a king or a queen, and she had a lot of her responsibility for her security and safety and stability taken care of by other people. So in this lifetime, she came to take her share of the workload and find her own stability, security, and safety in this lifetime, and doing it in a very dynamic and expressive and innovative way. Now, Megan is a double 4 purpose, so that put extra focus on her need to develop her own stability, her own security, and her own safety in this lifetime, and work on her own personal goals towards completion. 4s are all about setting goals and achieving them one step at a time until they achieve the inner and outer stability, safety, and security that they crave in this lifetime. So there's a good chance that Megan's never really felt safe and secure and stable, but in the situation that she was in her relationship with Harry in the early times, she's not going to feel safe in situations where she's being pursued by media. There's eyes everywhere. I wouldn't feel safe. I wouldn't feel secure, and I wouldn't feel in the slightest bit stable in a situation where there was people hiding in trees and bushes trying to take photographs of you that they can use to put you down and tell the world how terrible you are. No wonder she really struggled with that situation. Who wouldn't struggle with that situation? And you could see it in her eyes, the emotion and the upset and what that did to Meghan. However, people are still hating on her. And that has got to be the media, because they haven't met her for tea and cakes. They don't know Meghan from one person to the next. Their only influence is the media. But Meghan would have found that situation that she was in, trapped by the trappings of being in the monarchy, very hard to deal with, because it's her purpose to find her own security and stability and safety and make that safety herself. But she was in a situation where she was trapped behind walls that had people and media peering round it all the time. She would never have felt safe or secure, and she certainly wouldn't have felt that she was achieving her own goals, because her goals would have been led by the situation that she was in. So it was a very unhappy thing for Meghan, because that's not her life path, to be pinned down in a traditional situation where the rules don't allow her any freedom to feel safe or to feel secure. I mean, how unsafe would she feel? How unstable would she feel when she talks to them about how sad she's feeling and she's just being told to deal with it? I mean, no wonder she was crumbling under the weight of it, and I respect her for coping as well as she did. But it is her life path to set her own personal goals, go her own way, find her own security, build her own business, build her own successful, secure career that she has control of, that she feels secure with, to build a family that she can build her security around, to have a home that she can keep her family safe within. That's her life path. And it doesn't surprise me that she's focused on her relationship with Harry and her child and building a home for them, because that is a big part of her life path. She's building her security. And her main talents, she's an expression number 202. That makes her the best relationship builder in numerology. She's compassionate and gentle and able to read people's needs. She's very, very, very intuitive. So she will be able to read the needs of others and serve their needs. So if she feels that they need a spoon of medicine, she'll be the first one up getting medicine and bringing it in. She's very service orientated, very much. Her biggest talent is her closest relationship. So that's her family and her friends. And that's something that means a huge lot to Meghan, a huge amount to Meghan. It's her biggest talent, the way she pulls people close and looks after people and serves people. And again, she had her family, her existing family, torn apart. Now I think she's estranged from her father. And that was because of media getting her father to sell his story, and of course her father's greed. So that would have been a hell of an issue for her as a talented relationship builder, to have her someone so close to her go against her in such a way. Excuse me, I had to cough there. Meghan is also has a nine soul urge. That means she wants to bring well-being to others. She's an amazing relationship builder and a lovely, compassionate, considerate, gentle, service-orientated person with a soul urge who really wants to be ethical and bring well-being to others. She's a 189. She's, you know, the more that she's taking care of the people around her, looking after their well-being, especially overseas, she's very humanitarian. excuse me, had to cough again. So the nine is very humanitarian. They want to improve the well-being of others. They're very much about counselling and helping people and helping to try and almost fix their lives for them. That's what nines want to do. They want to help people on a big scale. They're very spiritual, very intuitive. And, you know, it gives her an intention of good things towards people. And that's all people around the world, not just the people in her family or in her society. And the 1-8 in her soul urge 189 makes me feel, well, the 8 is very much about setting your own goals, going your own way, like her life path 4, maybe setting up her own business, building her own abundance, and then sharing that abundance with those around her to help them to feel abundant, to help them to feel successful. The 8 and the 9 energy is very humanitarian, very giving and very philanthropic. So she's all about bringing worldly well-being, like a humanitarian. She wants to help people far afield as much as she wants to help people close. In fact, she might focus more on people far afield when it comes to her soul urge and build abundance for herself and the people around her doing that. So the 189 is very much the well-being practitioner and humanitarian and philanthropist. And that's what Megan's soul urge is. So Harry's soul urge is 167. It's about developing himself and his family within. Megan's got more of an expanded heart's desire, soul urge, that wants to not just help the people around her, but people far afield as well. She's also maturing towards a 6. So she's an expression number 2. So she's already talented at developing relationships and pulling people close. But she's also maturing towards the nurturing 6, the mama bear. So it's always going to be about relationships and family for Megan. It's her biggest talent and it's going to be the biggest priority in her life, her relationships with those that are close to her and nurturing people that are close to her, advising them, looking after them. She's a very creative artist as well. So that's probably come out in her acting. She's probably a good artist, good with colour and aesthetics and making her home and herself look beautiful, which she does all the time. I don't know about her home, but she looks beautiful. So the 6 is very aesthetic, very creative artist, very make things not only feel comfortable and peaceful, they like to make things look amazing too. So the 6 is the ultimate home builder, the environment builder, somebody who can make an environment look, smell, feel, everything amazing and nurturing. Everyone wants to hang around the family of a 6 or the 6 person because they are the nurturer, the mama bear or the papa bear, depending on who they are. So they're a mixture of the two. Megan is the mixture of the talented relationship builder in the 2, the dependable, responsible one, but also a maturity number 6 who focuses as well on her family and on making the world a better place. The 6 also has very humanitarian edge to it as well. So that's going to really enhance over time Megan's need to be a humanitarian, to go out to other countries like Lady Diana did. But it's not because she's copying Lady Diana, it's because it's in her numbers to do that. Very cause related, very wanting to serve people, wanting to make people's lives better. That's her in a nutshell. The media might have slated her, but she's actually just a girl who married a boy who wants to build her own security and stability in life and set her own goals. And she just wants to feel safe and secure. She's excellent at developing relationships and being compassionate and drawing people close. She's developing towards being a nurturer and a mama bear and someone that really nurtures people around her and is a humanitarian for those distant, those in her community and those distant. So she's very much about helping people that need it the most. Her intensifiers from previous lives is the 3, which would have drawn her to her acting and performance, the 4, which is very much still about working on your security, and the 8, so she has been a businesswoman in her own right in a previous life, so is probably trying to return to that, and her life path 4 would draw her towards that kind of life. She is, her karmic weaknesses is in the 6, so she's really working on that in this lifetime. The same as Harry, they're both working on families. That's one of the many things that probably brings them together. And Meghan's karmic weakness in the 9 energy is very much negated by her soul urge in the 9 energy, which motivates her to want to be a 9 energy. And that's half or most of the battle for her in order to really develop that 9 energy in this lifetime. So just to clarify Harry's main number, let's go back to Harry now. His main number being the 1. Hang on a minute. Oh dear. 1 second, people. Right, life path 1. Look what he's here to do. He's here to channel new ideas, creativity, go against the grain, have the intuitive confidence to express his uniqueness without needing validation from others, and express his uniqueness whether people validate him or not. That was a very brave thing for him to do, and it's a thing that many ones really struggle to do. So he's managed to use his own intuitive confidence and his passion for his family's happiness to express his uniqueness and go his own way, to initiate his new ideas and do it powerfully, and walk his own path of leadership and intuition and, you know, writing his own story really in life. Because Harry is here to learn to connect to source energy, to download and channel unique new ideas that bring change, not necessarily world change like an 11, but change in his general environment, in his area, in his work, in his life. It's very much personal change when you're a 1. And it's very much about channeling your personal ideas and going your own way. But because that is a task of the 1 energy, the 1 will struggle to do that. And they often hide their ideas or hide what they want due to low confidence or worrying about people not validating them or people disagreeing or having a go at them for doing something that they don't want them to do or touching their comfort zone. But he's here, Harry is here to transcend low confidence, to not care about whether people validate him, and bring his ideas and his intentions out to the fore, because he's here to learn to be happy in the limelight, expressing his new ideas for an audience, whether people validate him or not. He's here to be the new ideas person. And in reality, his difficulties in his life path will make him struggle to bring his unique ideas to reality. 1, because he loses interest quickly after initial idea. 2, low confidence. And 3, the restrictive situation he was in. But he was able to express his unique ideas and go his own way, because he's here to learn to do that. He's here to learn to be confident in his uniqueness and see his difference as a gift, because unique people have unique groundbreaking ideas and they're not going to be held down. It's important that William wasn't caring or craving validation from anyone around him, and he would have had to have dealt with a lot of backlash from him leaving the royal family. And respect to him for still going his own way and not allowing himself to be pushed down, and, you know, still being that practical initiator of his new idea, taking action and just doing it, because he knows that only action makes a difference, really. He needed to learn to trust his intuitive voice within and act confidently, fed by his intuition and his strong connection to what is right and wrong. Excuse me, I'm getting a little bit cough, 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 cough. I've had a sore throat for the last few days and now it decides to make me cough while I'm recording. It's great. So he's here, Harry's here to bring his new ideas and manifest them without fear and not care about how people respond to it or whether he touches other comfort zones. He's here to smash comfort zones and just walk away from it. He's not going to be restricted by the royal family conventions or other people telling him what to do. Harry is actually here to be a leader in his own right and go his own way. He's a 3-7-1. Sevens don't follow popular culture. They follow their own intuition and they go their own way, tough luck. And he's got the one as well, which intensifies that energy of breaking free and getting out there despite the opinions of others. And it's actually, you could spin this on his head and say that the negative feedback that Harry has gotten from people, I hope he's used that more of a springboard for him than something that would bring him down, because the more people that disagree, the more comfort zones he's touching, and that's his life path. He's here to touch comfort zones, shake things up and walk away if he needs to, and that's exactly what he's doing. And I hope that the opinions of those around him that didn't want their comfort zone shaken didn't bring him down too much, and I know it certainly didn't stop him from walking his own path, so well done there. He's here to learn to be independent, brave, confident and willing to take risks, and he did that. Well done to him. It would have been a big risk for him. He would have been quite nervous about the decision he took to go his own way, to break the barriers of the very close-knit royal family that is very traditional and always stays the same. Well, he's challenged that and he's broken free of it. And he's challenged others' comfort zones by doing that. And that's part, and his hatred for the media is part of the reason why the media are lashing out at him and Meghan the way they do. He's here to learn to be interdependent, not so dependent that he pushes others away and refuses to delegate, but works alongside others intuitive, knowing that he can't do everything alone. He can be independent, but it is actually an illusion because we're all interconnected. We're all one whole. So he does need to learn to be more interconnected and learn to ask for help for the people he trusts. He needs to be determined to succeed and always get into constant self-discovery and development. And he's a soul urge 167, so he's really going to be interested in philosophy and spiritual development and self-discovery and knowing who he really is on earth and as a spiritual being. So the constant self-discovery that he's here to indulge in and self-development is going to be key for him to help him trust in his skills and not allow low confidence to stop him. And his soul urge in the 167 is really going to help him. It's going to drive him to spend time developing himself and researching and understanding who he really is. That's going to help improve his confidence and his inner sense of self so that he can really propel himself forward. He's got to learn also in the one, first gear, the initiator, the powerful leader. He's got to learn to be a powerful leader in his own right, to be balanced in his dominance and his charisma, to know when to be firm and when to be softer, to be that leader with balanced personal power, leader of all he surveys, his business, everything. Ones are here to learn to be leaders and to balance their personal power. But what Harry has to be careful of is, even though he's not an 11, he's not as powerful as an 11 like his father and William, but his power still causes ripples, both positive and negative. And he's got to remember that his great power in the one energy brings great responsibility, and he must be ensure that his intentions are good and that he acts responsibly. So he's here to bring unique creative ideas, to be a trendsetter, to buck the trend, to be unconventional, touch people's comfort zones, be a pioneer of the new, and be confident in his unique ideas, brave enough to challenge the norm, which he did, to manage, be a manager and manage his own life, be ethical, responsible, interdependent and determined to succeed doing things that that really match who he really is. Learning to bring his new groundbreaking, comfort zone smashing ideas to fruition, to do, to initiate and confidently manifest his ideas. But he's got to also take responsibility for his choices, use his personal power responsibly and in a balanced way so he's not over-dominant or over-submissive. Learn to be a confident leader with the guts to risk, to walk the untrodden path. And didn't Harry walk that very untrodden path? He basically stepped back from an institution that was going to trap him in a life of service and duty. And he took control and had the guts to walk that untrodden path, or not trodden a lot, because I know there are other abdications, but he walked that mostly untrodden path towards his own independence and walking his own path. He's here to trust the intuitive voice within him, especially he's a 3-7-1, so that doubles his need to follow his own intuitive voice within, his gut feelings and perceptions, balancing his personal power, being neither overpowering nor over-submissive, not being aggressive or dictatorial or tyrannical, balancing that. Having the patience to feel that you can't have everything done now. Sometimes the one energy can be really impatient, or on the extreme opposite, they can be submissive, underconfident ones and self-deprecating, and they need to balance their personal power. They need to balance and be brave to shake things up and not be afraid to be assertive, but in a balanced way. Be confident enough to be a driven doer, a passionate and productive, finding practical solutions and being happy to talk about it, you know, not worrying about what people think about what he's doing. To be driven and ambitious and forthright in his own right, determined and downright unstoppable. He's here to be passionate, a determined, a self-starter, an initiator of his own ideas, dynamic and get things done. He's here to see the value of developing his groundbreaking ideas and going his own way. But he's also got to be very careful that he is a creator and he will always be creating both good and bad. So he's always got to be careful what he creates and always self-assess to make sure that he's creating positivity, not negativity. He can be overly independent, sometimes quite self-absorbed, closed off from others sometimes. And he may, for years, he would have held on to his ideas or felt that they were either something that he couldn't say, or somebody might have said that his ideas are weird or useless or to keep his mouth shut. And he's had to work on finding and developing his uniqueness and who he really is as an individual. He may have felt very different in his past. William and Charles would have felt the same. They're double ones, because ones and double ones and sevens actually can often feel different and out of place. But it's his path to feel that and to feel proud of who he is as a person, even though he might feel different from others. Because he's a 3-7-1, so to be the best one he can be, he needs to obviously in the seven, trust, know who he is, have faith, trust faith over logic, have faith in the universe and that the universe has got your back. Trust his intuition and his inner knowing, and know that situations, both good, well, positive and negative, they all happen to teach us something important to develop our soul. That's something fundamentally that's good for the seven to do. But also then to express their emotions positively, to inspire and delight. So the one obviously occurs in his life path, and that's all about, you know, being strong and a leader. So there's big chance that Harry would have had a lot of confidence issues, swinging from underconfidence and sometimes overconfidence and arrogance and sometimes even egotism, extreme independence or extreme underconfidence and having an inferiority complex. So he needs to balance how he feels about himself by learning about himself and valuing himself so that he balances his personal power and naturally knows when to use his power and when to step back like a real leader. The The one is intensified even more by that added zero. For any one life path there, he's a 371, but obviously he's a 37101. So there's a huge amount of spiritual and intuitive potential there for him to develop. In the seven energy as well, he's working with issues that might be about not listening to his intuition, isolating himself more than what is necessary, overthinking and not trusting his intuition, and having to learn to trust others intuitively and the process of his life. And in the three, maybe difficulties expressing his emotions positively. Three sevens are likely to have very deep emotions, but they're likely to hold them back quite a lot and end up internalizing their emotions, which then can come out in very explosive and inappropriate ways at the wrong time. So Harry really needs to reconcile his emotions and understand his emotions and his triggers to help him to express his emotions in a more balanced and authentic way. That's going to be a big thing for him, but still go his own way. So he needs to balance that personal power so that he can be that balanced collaborative leader, balance and improve his confidence to express himself with emotional authenticity and positivity. And it's important that he does connect daily with sword energy, even if he's just doing some meditation or breathing, to help him connect with himself every day. And it will help him learn to listen to and trust his own intuitive voice within, to understand that his life is progressing just as it should. Now, we've come away from Harry now, the innovator, the change person and the leader who would have led all the decisions in the family. Across to Megan's life path, which is the life path four. And her mission for this lifetime is to work with issues and difficulties and challenges around finding her own stability, security and safety in this world, setting her own personal goals and processes towards her inner security and stability and safety. And it's going to be very much what Megan sees her security as. For most people, it's a home where you feel safe and a family of people that love you and a job that helps you to be financially able, or a business that helps you to be financially able to support that family network so that you're safe and secure and you have the resources you need to protect your family and your home and your security. That's what security means to a lot of people. It's going to be different for others, though. So if you're a life path four, you know, think about what security and safety actually means to you. So I'm assuming here, really, that Megan has similar security and stability needs as most people. The home, the family, the business, the secure job, making her own decisions, setting her own personal goals. Because she's here to learn and to commit to people and places so that she can put down roots and dig the foundations for her own security. Because she can be very uncommitted and unable to build stability and security. And she's very much going to be pushed towards committing to people, i.e. Harry, and a place, so that she can put down roots and dig foundations of her security. She's here to learn to set and achieve her own personal goals, to take her on her own journey towards inner and outer safety, stability and security, building her own work and family foundations, structures, business empires, families. And these are all built one goal at a time, and this is what she is here to do. But she's going to find it difficult to achieve her goals and achieve stability. She's here to learn to plan, create a process or a procedure to ensure the achievement of her goals. In fact, she's really all about safety and feeling stable. So Harry's decision for them both to move would have been just as scary for her as the idea of staying in the royal family, because she just wants a safe, stable, secure life where she feels that she's safe, you know, because that's what she's here to deal with in this lifetime. So she's here to learn to create that safety and stability for herself, to plan, to create that process, the procedure, and ensure that her goals for her own safety, stability and security are achieved. Because she has the potential to be directionless and lazy and block her own progression. And so setting her own personal goals for her own personal security would be very, very important. She's here to develop deep, meticulous focus on achieving that stability, like that stable home, that business, that income, her own personal income, and building that inner security for herself, rather than being scattered and unable to build security, which is what a lot of fours struggle to do. She's here to learn to be detail-orientated, analytical, organised, accurate, all to ensure that her own personal goals, plans, processes are all watertight. Because she can be disorganised, she can miss steps of the plan and not achieve her goals. So that's a big challenge for her, to make sure that she sets her goals, then plans the detail and gets down to the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of what it is she needs to do, and achieving her goals meticulously, step by step, without missing any steps in the plan. Now, this isn't going to be easy. To develop a balanced work ethic, to work hard but not too hard, and develop an enjoyment of routine work and tasks that you know are going to progress your goals. Because when you're low, you can be quite stuck, you can be quite lazy, and you can stop progressing. And I'd imagine when Meghan felt trapped by the royal family, she was probably very directionless and very didn't know what she was going to achieve next. And as a four, that would have been very distressing. Excuse me, I hope that didn't go down the mic. Excuse me, I didn't expect that to come. So you're here to develop patient perseverance so that every step in the process towards her goals for her stable foundation are taken. So it's about her walking her personal path, achieving her personal goals, and feeling safe and secure and stable because she has acted to achieve that. She's here to come to terms with any limitation, external limitations and limitations that she imposed on herself. So the limitations of the outside world were going to be extra, extra difficult for her. So the limitations that the royal family put on her, the limitations of who she could contact and who she couldn't, that would have been really, really stifling for Meghan. And she would have found that difficult. So would any four life path. And those limitations, there are limitations that she's meant to deal with and limitations that she's meant to walk away from. And it's her path to understand which limitations she's dealing with and to come to terms with limitations so that she can deal with it in her own way. She's here to look at her possibly wounded and problematic family relationships, which have really come to light, unfortunately, in the bleeding media. How much of that is true, goodness knows. So she's here to also look back at her wounded, problematic relationships and work through the feelings of lack and pain that have brought to her so that she doesn't have a victim mentality. What Meghan really needs to make sure she doesn't have is a victim mentality. She needs to see what she went through with her family and everything else she's gone through, both positive and negative, are all steps towards her soul's development, her learning and her evolution, and not use what she's gone through as a reason to be a victim. So that's important that she doesn't do that. That he doesn't do that. God, I had a confusion then. Yeah, I am talking about Meghan, not Harry. Oh dear, what a brain freeze that was. So she's here to come to terms with that family pain. She is prone to social isolation. So is Harry a little bit. They are both prone to pull away and go their own way and often hide from the madding crowd, avoiding social situations. So it's not always due to social anxiety. For Meghan, it might be a little bit of social anxiety, but Harry likes his alone time as well. So it's important that him and her socialise regularly, especially in familiar groups and with like-minded friends that have got their best interests at heart. So she's here to achieve a stable foundation by having her own personal plan, persevering patiently and following a gradual process towards her personal goals. To have her own goals and a step-by-step plan towards its achievement, to be able to analyse and be able to break down her goals into their parts so that she can achieve them, to develop business skills, maybe in property or finance or founders of corporations, businesses and empires. The four can be very much about creating business and empire, or the secure career that they need to support their security, to be determined to succeed past obstacles, to work hard and be focused, and become an exceptional decision maker and advisor using their intuition, using her intuition, be pragmatic and logical and accurate with great attention to detail, to have ambition and internal strength, to have her own success, to not be held down by the limitations of her society and build her own strength and stability in life and not have it be run by someone else, to do things for herself. She makes a great parent. She has the potential to be an amazing parent, an amazing family builder, because family and foundations and security are her purpose in this lifetime. And she has the strength and vigour and ambition and fortitude when she's on her goals in order to do that. She's very loyal, dependable, reliable, committed and very compliant towards societal rules. It was only that those rules stopped her from being who she was. She was here to achieve her own stability, her own security by committing to the people and places that is going to help her dig that stable foundation, whether it be a family or money or her own financial incomings, to commit to her career, her home, her family, her relationships, to put down roots, to create her own safety and security on earth, to follow a planned process towards her own goals and bring stability to all the dynamic forces around her by being organised, structured, have a plan and stick to it step by step with determination and perseverance past all obstacles, fighting feelings of lack or victimhood. There is enough for everyone, you know. Sometimes this world can make us feel that there isn't enough for everyone and we should all compete for limited resources, but that's not true. There is no lack. There is abundance in the world. There's plenty enough for everyone. And use this abundance that there is all around her to help her find that inner security, stability, both physically, emotionally and mentally, to follow proper preparation, to achieve her goals with step-by-step preparation planning, because it's that proper preparation that prevents poor performance. Fail to commit and you're gonna commit to failing, really. It's important that she has a plan and that she follows her personal goals and her plans towards them through with perseverance, because she can be directionless and fail to commit. She needs to get through that. She needs to build security for herself in an orderly manner. No skipping or getting stuck. Secure foundations require a careful process, and that's what she's here to build for herself. To persevere through her own difficulties and not give up on the first hurdle. Find success from her clear intent, her focused effort over time, and preparing by clearing issues with people who were part of her foundation and not holding on to a victim mentality. That's really important. And understand to be patient. Slow and steady wins the race. Rome wasn't built in a day, and don't expect it all now. But of course, as a four, you can be a bit rigid and stubborn at times, Megan. Self-deceptive. I mean, you've got no more challenges than anyone else. This is just your challenges that you might have. You might be a bit rigid and stubborn at times, have a bit of tunnel vision, be a bit insecure about your own beliefs, but still show up that front of opinionated ideas and still argue your point to the death, even when you realise that maybe you've lost the argument. Stubborn resistance, holding on to the past and a victim mentality is something that fours can do. They can be workaholics because they never feel they have enough. Many fours have this feeling of lack and they feel that they have to keep working in case, you know, if they don't keep working, they won't have enough, kind of thing. Or on the opposite side, they might struggle to commit to anything. They might struggle to stick to any job. So they have to balance their work ethic from working nothing at all to being a workaholic and finding that balance. Fours can also be quite impatient and skip steps in their plan towards their personal goals, or get stuck obsessing on one step of their personal goals. They can get overly responsible or be totally irresponsible, like a two, and they need to balance their responsibility. When they haven't got goals set, they can be very lazy and directionless and just hope things will all work out and dream on an air and a moonbeam. But when they have goals, they're the opposite of lazy and directionless, but they can slip that way if they don't have their own personal goals. And Megan needs her own personal goals. Sometimes fours can give up when the going gets tough, and they can be dependent on others at times and looked after, and that's not the way they want to be. They want to ground their energy and commit and plant roots and be and create their own security and build their own future. I mean, there's the other problems that the four can sometimes have is sometimes they can be very undependable and uncommitted, especially if they don't have goals. They can be quite emotional at times, or emotionally distant, especially if they're feeling sad. And they will back away from social situations, especially when they're feeling quite sad. So Megan is a 1-3-4. So I'm going to start with the 3 in the 1-3-4 before I tackle the karmic debt. So to be the best life for that she can be in this incarnation, she's got to express herself with heartfelt, emotional, authentic sensitivity to inform and inspire and entertain audiences, whilst having the confidence, the independence and the personal power to express her unique ideas. And that's how she's going to be the best four she can be. But the 4 is also a karmic debt, the 1-3-4. And it means she's an old soul. And then in a previous life, you know, she might have, well, they say abuse the energy of the 4, but a nicer way to say it is that other people might have taken care of your stability, security and safety, and that you didn't build that own security and stability yourself. You may have passed the workload over to others. And many, many kings and queens of old would have had this karmic debt from that life, because they would have had people doing everything for them rather than doing things for themselves. They need to work very hard in this lifetime, but in a balanced way, with a balanced work ethic, because it's as a consequence of a previous lifetime dominated by laziness and taking advantage of others, making bad choices, and other people taking responsibility for your safety and stability. So her 4 energy, the 1-3-4 in this lifetime, is about her having focus and stability, building stability, working hard and having discipline towards the achievement of her own goals, to work in a balanced way and focus on any task without being tempted to take shortcuts and stop working or to work inconsistently. She needs to develop that work ethic towards her own personal goals and apply herself and work in a balanced way towards her personal goals. Take on her share of the goal workload. Focus, pay attention to the detail. Resist the urge to take shortcuts with her personal goals, and ask herself constantly, am I following that step-by-step process in pursuit of my goals? Am I doing it meticulously and step-by-step? And do I let self-doubt or insecurity or victimhood to stop me from pursuing my goals? And what on earth have I done, and what could I do further to explore my creative potential? So, just a little drinky of the coffee. And to conclude, Harry is here to shake things up. He's here to go his own way, smash comfort zones, his own and everybody else's, and put a cat amongst the pigeons. That's his life path. Megan is more about safety and stability and security, and she just wants to feel safe and build a home, a family, and have that security around her. So if anyone's going to make the decisions and shake things up, it's going to be Harry. Meghan just wants to feel secure. So Harry's purpose is to be innovative, shake things up, go his own way, whilst he is nurturing his family, because he's a 371 with a 156 birthday number. So he's a family nurturing innovator, and he's going to go his own way, and he's going to make sure his family are okay. Meghan is a 134. She's here to set her own personal goals, develop her own work ethic, and create her own stability and security in this world when it comes to her business, her career, or her family and the people within it. Harry is a talented well-being practitioner. He has ethical intentions. He's a good communicator. He's like a counselor and advisor, and he's a leader by example. He has the ability to teach and influence others towards more well-being in their lives. He's very much a fixer of people's lives, and he does that by being focused on his personal goals and having a mastery that he focuses on, that can really focus his goals and help him be the well-being practitioner that he's talented at being. He's a humanitarian by talent. He's a well-being practitioner by talent, and he's talented at setting personal goals and achieving them. So, but his wife Meghan, she's more of a relationship builder. She's more about building relationships closer to home, her family, her close family, her husband, her children. She's very talented at developing deep, committed, loving relationships. She's deeply compassionate and gentle, and very, very service orientated. She really wants to serve her family, Harry, her children, and her friends and the people around her. It's very much a gentle, nurturing, loving, service orientated talent. And it can mean at times that she gets walked all over and dumped on by others, because she's so giving, because she's so compassionate, because she's so willing to serve and help and heal others so strongly. She literally has the potential of being walked all over and treated badly by others, and that seems to be what is happening. Soul urge wise, they're very much good for each other, because Harry is a spiritual 7 and Meghan is a spiritual 9. They're very much about spiritual wisdom and looking beyond the veil towards the truth. The 7 and 9 are like peas and carrots, so to have similar soul urge numbers, it bodes well for their relationship, because it means they both want similar things. Harry wants time to develop his wisdom, so does Meghan, but Meghan's going to be more inclined to want to share her wisdom. Harry's going to be more inclined to hold his wisdom inside. Maturity number, Harry's developing more towards being a smasher of convention and going his own way, and an even more powerful 1. And Meghan is developing more towards being that family figure. She's already a gentle 2 and a service orientated 2. Well, she's going to develop that further, and she is developing that further to be that mama bear that is very humanitarian, not just in her community, but in the wider world as well. And people that know Meghan see her as very gentle and compassionate and responsible and dependable. Now, when it comes to their personality number, Harry is a 38-11, so it would be 38-11-2, and Meghan is a 202, like her expression number. So they're very similar in their personality. Harry's just more of a higher energy, healing, illuminating 11-2. Meghan is a gentle social 202. So their personalities are quite similar in how they are as well. Their karmic intensifiers, Harry has loads. He's got the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 8 and the 9. And the Meghan has the 3 and the 4 and the 8. But they both have similar karmic weaknesses. They both have a 6 as their karmic weakness. And Meghan has the 9 as a karmic weakness. But she's definitely dealing with that in this lifetime, because the 9 is her soul urge number. Now, I really hope that this authentic numerology driven explanation of Harry and Meghan will help you see the real truth about Harry and Meghan and not just be immersed in what the media tells you or having opinions just based on what the media says, because none of us can have an opinion. We don't know Meghan. The only time we can ever know her to any degree is to look at her numerology numbers or astrology, her astrology chart, or know her personally. And even then, when you know her personally, you don't really know someone. It's looking at their chart, their astrology and their numerology chart. You can really see who they are. And I hope that my listeners have really taken this on board, especially if the media have given you a negative opinion of Harry and Meghan. Now, if you're interested in numerology for yourself, you want to know your life purpose or help people to find their life purpose, then you could get one of my two books or both of my books. Remember, Your Life Purpose breaks down what you're here to do. It breaks down your life path and your birthday number and shows you all the little elements of what you're here to do in this lifetime. My second book, Remember Your Talent, shows you how your life path is helped or hindered by your strongest talent number, your expression number in your chart. So you know what your challenges are and how you're going to deal with them in this lifetime and what you're going to find easier to do and what challenges you might find more difficult to do. And my third book is not out yet, it's not finished, but it's due to come out soon. And that's how the life path interacts with the soul urge. So if you're interested in numerology, you want to know your chart more deeply, or you want to be a numerologist yourself, then find these books on Amazon. If you put my name and my weird surname into the search engine, my book should come straight up, because not many other people have got my surname, which, you know, is quite a good thing, I think. Now, I hope you've enjoyed my podcast / YouTube video today. And if you like it, please like and subscribe if you haven't already on YouTube. If you'd like to get a numerology reading from me, please email me or contact me on social media. You might like to learn more about numerology. You can buy my book. You can look at my connections to my Udemy links that will teach you how to be a numerologist, or you can contact me for one-to-one teaching. You can have readings from me. I will be happy to receive requests for videos and podcasts for influential people, or a video about your life path and your expression number. Just contact me, send me an email, or contact me on social media, and I'll be happy to communicate with you and help you. But even after all that, an hour and 11 minutes of talking, I still want you to trust your own intuition on this matter. And if you have different ideas on Harry and Meghan and you feel that that's intuitively true, you go with that. I'm just going by their numerology numbers and what I feel from them when I see them without any media interference. Anyway, guys, see you soon and see you on my next podcast.